Okay. We are on Daf. Lamed Ches Beis. Right, the second bit, Lachates. Ketzer Tolim Mafshitim. How do you hang the Korban Pesach and skin it? Unclear Shabarzel Hayu Kvuim Bet Ksalim. There were metal hooks fixed into the walls of Amudim and on pillars Shabayim Tolim Mafshitim, in which you used to hang the Korban Pesach and skin it. Komishain Lamokum Litos, anybody who doesn't have a place to hang it. Makros Dakin Chalokim Hayu Sham. There were narrow, thin strips of wood. You would put one on your shoulder, one on your friend's shoulder, the tolim mafshit, and dangle it down and skin it. Actually, you weren't supposed to be here tonight, right?
I wasn't.
I forgot. You wasn't even supposed to be here tonight.
Seriously.
What happened in St. Louis? Oh, okay. Right, you. It's good. You came for a good block. Good couple of blocks. Rabbi Lezer, you dodge Chayos b'Shabbos. The 14th day, and this comes on Shabbos. Meniach Yodo Akosiv Chaver V'Yar Chaver Akseifo. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder. Your friend puts his hand on your shoulder. You totally hang it down, mopshi, you skin it. Now the question was, and I when we learned this in the morning in the Bavli. Somebody asked this question too, and I gave the wrong answer. Why did they use the sticks on Shabbos? Why did they use the sticks on Shabbos? Why did they have to put their arms on? So I said it must be the sticks were muktzah. Sheker v'chazav. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Lezer says, "Kani u'maklois koyim la'toris hakelim nishnu." This mishnah was stated when they still held that sticks were muktzah. Right? There was a time when we had this gemara way back in Masechet Shabbos. Both in Bavli and Yerushalmi, that as they gradually matir things over time until they came to the point where only Eitzim and Avonim were also, right? But initially all Kalim were also, except for Kalim which used for food. And gradually they moved things down until things were mutter, until all Kalim except for Eitzim and Avonim, even Klisha Machtul Isser is mutter, Tzarekufa Mekomo. So the thing is, at this point, our Mishnah is prior to the heter of Kalim. That's why they couldn't use the Kanim. They once they were Mati Kalim, as the situation is nowadays, of course they can use these sticks on Shabbos to skin the Korban Pesach. Okay? You didn't ask the question, did you? I think Hershel Marilis asked the last question.
Larry did.
Larry asked the question? Yeah? No, I gave the wrong answer. So you have to learn Yerushalmi. Koravotzi Asimurov. And you rip it open, you take out the Imurim. Nosim and Megas, you put them into a pitcher. Mekhtira got Mizbeach, and you put them on Mizbeach. Yotzakaz, Yishonav Yoshalo Barabais. The first group goes out and stands on Arabais. Shnia Bechel, the second group stands in the Chel. There between Arabais and Azor, Esros, Noshim. Hashish, the third one, being Koimo Medes, it stands in its spot. Now, the Ushami did not have to give some Medes in the Mishnah. That would become the obvious in the Gemara. Okay? She just had the gears of Shlishis be Mekoima. Chashecha, when darkness came, of course, it was the Shabbos, that's why they were waiting. Yotzu Tzos Pitzchei, they went out and broiled their corn, roasted their corn Pesach. Ksiv, it says, Vehizo, though the corn made it correct, it's supposed to be Vayaz, but whatever. It says, Vehizo Imenu Mikulo. Now, that means that you cannot do the Azoas Adam until after you've already started dissecting the korban, because it says mimenu while it's still a sholim. So actually, you have to ensure that the zrika is done before you start taking out the imurim. I remember this halacha from anywhere else. Remember such halacha? I remember it. They all the Bavli. So you have to first start. So you have to first start to do the zrika, and then only start taking out. Om Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Avina said, now, the way Pnei Moshe Kormeret explained it means same thing. He's repeating it. He says, "Ask me the zvika has to be from a complete korban." The way the Kilian Ashas learns it, and the way he claims the Rambam Paskins, is that it's not the Ravina is coming to argue be mekel. He says not the whole korban has to be complete, but it has to have you cannot skin the hide. before you take out the before you do Zrikas Adam. You can only skin it afterwards. You can't skin it before before. But I guess you can start taking out the intestines or whatever you can do before it. But I don't know. It's not Masha away from the Gemara. Gemara's Masha is just repeating it and saying make sure not to do any other step until the Zrikas Adam is done. Aksiv, it says Viktiroso, says you should be put it on the Mizbeach. That's one. Viktiru, that's two. Viktiram, a third time. Matamla Viktiru, so what is it? So when it says Viktiru, so what does that connote? Hakashavla, apostle, only a kosher carbon goes on the Mizbeach, not a possible one. Viktiru, when it says Viktiru, does that come to connote? Shloyari Chalavi Vichalavi. You can't mix Chalavi, one carbon Chalavi with another carbon. Yet, Viktiram, Kulan kachas means you can put all bunch of chalavim together on the mizbech. So, of course, it's a contradiction. Hachat Amar, here you say, Viktir Shloyar Chalavim Chalavim, you can't mix chalav with chalav. Vachat Amar, and you say, Itir Kulan kachas, you can do all them together. This is a contradiction. So, I'm Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, Kamba Megas Kanagav Mizbech. It depends if it's in the pitcher on the mizbech. Now, the conventional way of learning that, which is difficult, Lieberman doesn't like it, I don't like it either, is that when you put things on the mizbech, they have to be separate. When you toss them into the pitcher, which you take in the mizbech, they can all be tossed together. So it kind of sounds kind of counterintuitive, right? That in the pitcher you can mix them, but then when they get to the mizbech, they have to be separate. So what I think it means is really a play on it. Lieberman changes gears here. What I think it means is that l'chatchila, you should definitely do it separate. But here on Erev Pesach, they couldn't do the L'chatchilas because there was this huge chains of people. So therefore, they did it the B'dievid way, which is not just that. They couldn't do the L'chatchilas because they had to save the Murim until the... because there's a lot of people. So because they did the Murim even on Shabbos. So any Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos. So since they couldn't do since there's so many Murim, so they had to do it together. It just was no way out of the way to do it. Ataka says they used to put the Murim of four or five Korbanos in the Megas at once in order to run them to Mizbech and get them on the Mizbech in time. So it's kind of like Chatchim B'dievet. That's what I think it means. Says Marlochin Tai Rabbi Chia. Now, getting back to the next part of the Mishnah. The Bryce assumes, the Gemara assumes, that they were sitting in the Harabayas. They're sitting in the Azora, the last group. See, they didn't have the gears of Omedes in the last statement in the Mishnah. So they assume that the last group was sitting in the Azora. How can that be? Didn't we learn? The only people who get to sit in the Azora are kings, anointed kings from the house of David. Even the kings of the house of David are now out to sit in Azara. It says they would sit and read the Hakel Parsha. Right? They would sit and read it. No, Tipoter. He wouldn't really sit. He'd just lean on the wall, which is like sitting. But you're not allowed to actually sit. Right? You know that? When you lean on the wall, it's like sitting in Halacha. So he would just lean on the wall, but he wouldn't be allowed to actually sit. So how can these guys who made the Korban Pesach sit down? So, we're not yet up there. I voxy, it doesn't say, it says David came and sat before God. Now, I don't understand the kasha. There's no Beis HaMikdash when David was around, right? So he did. So of course he's allowed to sit. But the Yerushalmi takes it seriously. I'm Rabbi Avi Banagri, for Yish. No, it was no Shiloh either. It was destroyed. Destroyed the time of Chofni and Pinchas. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. They had a bummer. It was a given, no. Yeah. It's a bummer. The Aron was in Yerushalayim, and the bummer was in Nov. Yeah, don't put the Aron. I think that's actually after. When David brought up the Aron Yerushalayim.
What tape?
I don't remember what tape. There are too many Nach tapes. But I'm shocked that you don't know Navi. All right, shows you Yeshivish after all. So, okay. So I'm Rabbi Abba Aranagrib Yishu Atzel Tefillah. No, he didn't actually sit. It was Miyashu himself. He focused in order to David. So it doesn't mean sitting, but rather focusing. Yotzakatu Shoino. So here, what does it mean? Yotzakatu Shoino Vyoshalo Barabais. Vashniya Vachel. Vashlishis Bim Koima. So how could they possibly sit over there in the Azara? So now Shere Amona said, Masina Miste, what should we come and learn? The Masina Miste, what did you come to learn? The Yoshlo Mikoyma, you think it says they sat? Ondola Mikoyma, they stood. They stood inside the Azara waiting until nightfall. Now again, the Yushalmi did not have their gears in the Mishnah. Because they had the gears in the Mishnah on Menes, the whole Kasha went to start, but they didn't have that gears. Okay, Hajlo Perek Tomi Nishlo. By the way, tonight's plot is Samaches. Okay, so we're slightly behind. But we're still, Shkolim is 31 plot, so we're still within the limit of what Shkolim will catch us up. That's the bright side of that. Eilud Vorim and Pesach Dokin is a Shabbos. These things on Pesach which are Dokin Shabbos. Shchitasov is Vikas Domo. Slaughtering it and being. It's mostly a garret, that's why. Shritasa Zvikas Domo, Shvi said Lohabad. Shritasa Zvikas Domo, Michli Krova. You're allowed to clean the innards, the intestines on Shabbos. How we act like you're allowed to put the chalovim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Avutzliyasa, but roasting it, Vatochas Krova, and rinsing the innards, opposed to cleaning them. You can clean them with a shmata or something, but you can't rinse them. Ain and Doch, that does a push of Shabbos. And of course, Hakavo, carrying it, bringing it outside the Tchum, cutting off any movement might have, and Dochim, all these things don't push of Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, my Dochim, says they do push of Shabbos. Because Rabbi Lezer holds Machshir, a mitzvah, Doch of Shabbos, right? That's his famous Shita, a Machshir. Zu Alocha, the famous Gemara in the Bavli here brought down the Ushami. Zu Alocha, now my neighbor says, Zik neighbor Sarah. The Saloch was forgotten by the oldest of Bisera. Pamachas Chalar Bosar Lios B'Shabbos. What's the 40 date that came on Shabbos? Lo Yoyim and didn't know in Pesach Toch the Shabbos Im Lab. Was Pesach push of Shabbos or not? Amru, so they said, Yesh Kam Bavli Echa. There's a certain Babylonian here. Hillel Shmod, his name is Hillel. Shashim is Shmaya Vavtayon, who learned by Shmaya Vavtayon, Yoydea, he knows in Pesach Toch the Shabbos Im Lab. He knows the Pesach push of Shabbos or not. Maybe we're able to have some hope from him. Tochelas means can get some answers. Ko literally means hope. Shochav v'karlos, they went to call them. Amalei, they said, Shamati mi amechad, you ever hear? Kshachalit al yesh b'shabbos, im derechas to Shabbos im lav. When the 40 day of this will come to Shabbos, does Shabbos push up, push a pace and push a Shabbos or not? Amalei said, V'chiyein lona l'peisa echa b'l'vad derechas to Shabbos. So we only have one pace from here. Which was of Shabbos? Hello. Kama psachim yitchu es Shabbos chol shana. So many psachim which push up Shabbos every year. What do we mean? Istani tani meya. The stones said 100. Istani tani mesayin. Those said 200. Istani tani shlosh vos. Those said 300. Madar meya. We have said 100 psachim which push up Shabbos. The other thing which our pillow was paralleling. The Pesach was Korban Tumi. And of course, there are approximately 100 tzvitim which are brought on Shabbos through the course of the year, to a day per Shabbos, right? Ma'adam HaSayim, you said that 200 korbanos which are like Pesach Tocha Shabbos, tzvitim Musafi Shabbos, he included the Musafim, which are also added on. Ma'adam HaShloshmos, he included tzvitim. It's not exactly 300, but he's adding another 100 for effect. Tzvitim. All those that if they come in on Shabbos, they're doicha Shabbos. Of course, not all of them come out on Shabbos. But if Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, another Moed comes out on Shabbos, so it's doicha Shabbos. It's Korbanos. Amalo, so they said, they said it sarcastically. Oh, we said we'd have some hope from you. In other words, that's nice. What does that tell us about Pesach? Right? Could be Tommy is absolutely, Muslim will absolutely do it. And of course, we know that those are true Korban Tzibur, as opposed to Pesach. So Yisrael Dorush learned. He started dashing them, for them. Mehekesh, from the linkage, Mikav Chomer, Umigzer Shavah. Me'ekesh, what was that? Kesh hoil v'tomi carbon tzibur, pesach carbon tzibur. So both of them were carbon tzibur. Ma tomi carbon tzibur derechos of Shabbos. Just like tomi is a carbon tzibur which pushes of Shabbos. Our pesach carbon tzibur derechos of Shabbos. So the pesach is a carbon tzibur which pushes of Shabbos. That's the Ekesh. What about the Kav v'chomer? Mikav v'chomer, ma'im tomi shein chayovi mechayvin asiyos v'koris. Tomi, if you do it, if you don't do it, you miss the Talmud one day, you're not Chayav Kores, but it's Doichel Shal Shabbos. Pesach Chayovin Asiyos Kores, if you miss the Korban Pesach, you get Kores. So, Eino Din Shidchel Shabbos is certainly Pusher of Shabbos, because more Chomer. Mikzer Shava, and then he has Zer Shava. Nemar B'Talmud Moab, B'Moadov, it says by Talmud, B'Moadov, and then Pesach Moadov, it says by Pesach Moadov. Ma Talmud Shnemar Bo B'Moadov, just like Talmud, it says Moadov, Doch Shabbos, Pusher of Shabbos, A Pesach, Shnemar Bo B'Moadov, Doch Es Shabbos, Pusher of Shabbos. Amr Lo, so they said, Kva Amen, and Yesh Tochel Es Mi Bavli. Read it says, possibly have any hope from Babylonians, fui. How so? Hekesh Marta Yesh Lo Tshuva. The Hekesh, you said, we can refute that. Loi Marta B'Tomit Shekhen Yesh Lo Kitzpa. By Tomit, there's a specific amount. You know how much you're being Dorcha Shabbos. However, Torah Pesach Shekhen Lo Kitzpa is no limit. Meaning, I think what they meant, it's not true Korban Tzibur, right? Everybody brings their own Pesach, right? By Korban Tomit, there's a specific amount, one per Klal Yisrael. Korban Pesach, there's so many of them, obviously it's not a Korban Tzibur, because everybody brings their own, right? That's what I think they really meant. Kav Chomer Shor Marti Yesh Lo Tshuva. The Kav Chomer, he said, it's a stinky Kav Chomer. Loi Marti Tomit Shekot Shekotchim, maybe Tomit Pushet Ov Shaz Kutz Kot Shekotchim. Torah Pesach, supposed to Pesach, which Kotchim Kalim. And Gzeira Shava Shamarta. Hagwash. Shayna Dum Dang Gzeira Shava Meatzmo. Right, you have to make Gzeira Shava. How Gzeira Shava had to be received from Moses at Sinai, right? So that's you show me an interesting thing. Rabbi Yisrael Bun Omar B'Shem Ayabra Melo. In Baldom Lodun Acha Gzeira Shava Meatzmo. You know why you can't make Gzeira Shava on your own? Because you'll make great, great tragedies. What are you going to do? Oses ha-sheretz metame boel. He makes a shava to prove that a sheretz is metame boel. A dead rodent in the building is metame it. How so? Because it says, ve'es ha-meis metame kadosha. And it says, meis metame in adosha, size of lentil, like a sheretz is. Because it's a shava, you would dash it to dorash begador, begador, it says begador by tumas mace, it says begador by tumas sheretz, so you'd make a shava. And you learn a bridge across. So therefore, you learn all sorts of ridiculous things. You can't make a Gzeira Shava unless you have a Kabbalah on it. Now, the next four lines, everybody takes out except the Pnei Moshe. I like the Pnei Moshe, though, very much. So I'm going to read the four lines. No. We spoke once about, was it Rashi here on this case? So I don't remember. Because the Dien's going to say it's Mekubim Shraya Naftalia. So I don't think so. Kachim Yasheretz Biyodo. Fascinating thing. If that's the case, if a sheretz is in a person's hand, Afilu Toyim Me'er Shloch, even if it goes to the best mikvah in the world, the Me'er Shiloach, O Me'er Bracious. Or maybe I guess is the ocean, right? Which is also a good mikveh. Ain't lo taro lomis. He doesn't have taro by ever, right? Now that's all true. If you're toivel and then you immediately touch a sheretz, you get tummy again. Toivel sheretz biyodi, you get tummy again. But it's only if you touch immediately or hold in your hand. However, this brisa says that ishlichum yodim yadu tar. As long as you cast the sheretz away, you're tar. And this brisa is a brisa himself to humans trying to tell us about the power of tshuva. As long as you leave the Avera immediately, you're tar. But he says, if sheretz would be metame ba'oel, wouldn't be able to say this statement, right? Because then even you toss it out of your hand, when you're in the mikvah, right, you're still going to be tummy because the sheretz will be in the same tent. So it must be because it says, in this drasha, shlichum yodo, you're immediately tar, that sheretz is not metame ba'oel, because otherwise it would be metame you in the mikvah. Okay? Very cute proof. Now, Rabbi Yosef ben Moshe Rabbo Bar Memel said, Adam dunks Yerushava the kind to Motamudo. A person makes Yerushava to sustain his that which he learned. Meaning, he doesn't lose anything because he already has a Kabbalah. So in that case, a person can't make Yerushava. However, if a person has a Kabbalah, and he wants to make a Shavu in order to cancel that Kabbalah, right? And again, the reason for that is because there are all sorts of abuses which you can put in the category of Kavachom Gzeir Shavu, and that's not okay, right? Well, again, like the Sheret Meis issue. Says Gemara, Avo Pisha Yeshiv Adorishtem Kol Hayom. I'm sorry, I skipped. Fichach. Even though Hillel was dashing the whole day, lo kibbuli man, they weren't makabel from him. He said to them, he said, may his son fall upon me, who was cursing himself. I certainly heard this from Shmaya and Avtalion. Came to show me, man, who came once there that he heard from Shmaya and Avtalion. Amdu mino so nosi alem. They made him the nosi, right? Came to mino so nosi alem. Once they made him the nosi, he's going to come to him before he started mocking them. He said, Miko ramachem utzorach abavli yazeh. Who require you to resort to a Babylonian? Because he didn't serve the two great men, well, came to Kitur B'dvarim, once he started rebuking them, needless to say, Nelma Alocha Mimen, he forgot the Alocha. They said to him, what should we do with a nation? They didn't bring their knives, so no knives to Shem the Korbos, there aren't enough knives. How are we supposed to get the knives out of Zorah? So he said to them, Alocha Zushamati, I heard this Alocha, the Shachachti, but I forgot it. Elanichli Israel, leave the Jews alone. He made them Nevi'imim, B'nai Nevi'imim. If they're not prophets, they're children of prophets, and they'll figure out what to do. Miyad immediately, the next day, Komisha Episcopal Kle, anybody that's going basically was a goat, a sheep, Tochlo Vigzel, so he would stick the knife in its wool. Gedi, if the carbon they had was a goat, a kosher being krona, they would tie it between the horns. So the into pischem mevim sakim. So the claims that the carbon is pesach would bring the knives imoyin with them. Came to us a ma'isa once he saw Amisrael doing this. Nizkas alochil himself remembered that alocha. Amay said kach shmati b'shmaya tayon. This is the fact of shmaya tayon that that's the way to bring the knives on pesach. Right,
is
Travis.
Thought,
no what? The Hasidic though, but they didn't get it as far as Yerushalmi. Only the Geras, and this wasn't Geras. Rabbi Zeev Shem Rabbi Lezer, Kultur Sheibov, Ainla based off Ainator. Ainator, which doesn't have a father's house. Meaning it's not a Mesoira, it's not Toira. On Mesoiros, can Toiranish. Okay? I did? This exact quote doesn't seem to appear in the Rosh Hashanah of the Babli, though. Maybe something similar. I have no recollection. My memory is faulty. I don't have Bill Clinton's memory. Talent's here. We learned over there. Rachav Aleh, if you ride on a Poraduma, or Nishan Aleh, or you lean a Poraduma, neither is Nova, you dangle yourself by its tail. Over Basana, you use it to cross the river. Keep it over some Osera, you use it to fold a leash on. Nasa Talisa, you put your talus on it, puzzle. The part that was puzzle because it's been worked. I have a kosher mosera, but if you tied it to a leash, not that it was carrying the leash, Usla Sandal, you made it horseshoes, well, paraduma shoes, Shushla Talisa, a string slip, Poras tili, so that you put your towels over Ibnei Azuvi because of the flies. Kishere, in all these cases, it's kosher because it's not considered to be a load. Zayaklaz, general principle, kosher with tzarka, kishere. If it's for its own need, it's good. So if it's another need, like carrying your load or carrying you across the river, it's possible. Our case is learned out from that case of Paraduma. That case of Paraduma is learned out from our case here of the Pesach. Actually, it should be the other way around. Ha'imin Adob, but in the Yerushalmi, of course, we have these switcheroos all the time. So Adamin Ha'imin, Shim Tol Basakin Shochta Kshera. If you hang on your Par Aduma's neck, a knife to Shechta, it's still not considered to be Malacha with the Par Aduma. Because if it has to be Malacha, the Par Aduma, so here it should be also on Shabbos because of Mechamer, because of doing work with the animal. So Masi is not considered to be work as long as it's for the Tzorach of that animal. Ha'imin Adob, and our case learns from that case, where it's for the purpose of that korban, just like there by Paraduma, it's for the purpose of Paraduma, it's obviously avoided which passes the korban. Okay? Why don't they just make a bucket brigade for the knives? Chule is a rope. Like a chulia, a chain, a link in a chain. So why don't they just make a bucket brigade for the knives? The same thing like they did for the dam. So it says, well, Ella Krabiyami. Must have gone like Krabiyami. Doesn't appear, but it appears in Masechta Shabbos that also you can't make lines. Says, well, no. I feel the Tamek Nibi going like Krabisimo. And Gashem said, Nelmazu. He forgot that there's a lock you can make a chain. It's like he forgot about sticking it in the goat's, you know, horns. He forgot about making a chain also. Okay? I'm Rav Yevun. Rav Yevun said, I have a more basic problem here. But though Eev Sharlishnei Shvias, it should be Shiloyachu. It's not possible to have a Shemitah year, to have a Shemitah cycle, where the Yudal doesn't come out on Shabbos. Has come out on Shabbos, right? So if that's the case, Vlomi Sama Lochman, how could the B'nai B'Seir forgot? What was their amnesia? So it says more very interesting Kiddush. Actually, I think it's in the Bavli too. In order to give Gdula Fil, in other words, it was Bash Kocha Pratis, that they should forget that Loch in order that Hillel should come and take over the Nesias. Now, this is the fascinating Allah, Gemara. Ana Rabbi Mona, Ana Shomi Sriya Mi Rabbi Yudan. I hold her for Rabbi Yudan, V'chomin Korabonin, from all the other rabbis. I'm going to learn you a combination of Liederman and Bnei Moshe's Pshat. Why, you know, the Bnei B'Seir, they made a mistake, they were out of here. But Hillel's family, even they make mistakes, we keep them as Nesim. Atzof kol adeches. Why is that? Why don't we just kick them out whenever they make a mistake? Good question, right?
From Shemaya Naftai.
What?
Because you learned from
Shemaya Naftai. Still, make a mistake. So he says, very interesting thing. Shlo yar, name anogi based on Shemata Bechavel, he didn't either make a mistake. Shlo yar ba machlokas bisro. Not to have so many machlokas. Achdos, right. In the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, right. Shloshi nichu kitzon be'ba'olim azev yoshu chaylom abo. The three people who forsook their crowns in this world, and they got olim abo as a result. They learned these are they, Yonasan ben Shol, Yonasan the son of Shol. Remember who he was? Ve'elazer ben Azariah, see, it was worth coming tonight. Ve'elazer ben Azariah, and Elazar ben Azariah, Ziknei B'Seirah. They're all people who left their crowns in this world and got all of my boys as a result. Yonasan ben Shol, Amar Rabbi Law said, nah, that was no big deal. I feel in the shy, even the women behind their knitting needles. They all knew that David would be king. So Yonasan wasn't doing any big doula by renouncing the kingship. Everybody knew David was about to be king. Elizabeth and Isaiah, that was no big deal either, because Tanayan Havan, there are three interpretations in the Korban Aida, what that means. One interpretation says that tonight, if Rav Gamliel does tshuva, they'll take Rav Gamliel back to be the Nasi and take Rav Elazar ben Azariah down. So he knew there was always a chance. The other shot which he gives is that Tinyanava means literally second in command. He didn't lose the position altogether. He was second in command to Rabbi Gamliel. In fact, it was 3 weeks for Gamliel and 1 week for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah every night, every week. Another pshat, the final pshat he gives is that Tinyanava means it was a condition, but condition that after that he should be able to go back to Nisias after the death of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to deal. That he should be able to go back to Nisias after the death of Rabbi Gamliel, which in fact happened. So therefore he was willing to step down temporarily. Rabbi Gamliel is the one who he stepped in the gap of, and Gamliel came back, so he was partially deposed, but he was always waiting in the wings, so it was Nishke Ferlach from his perspective. So that's not such a big deal, those two cases, right? However, the Zikne Besera, last narrow line. The Zikne Besera, the Shayan Gamu Min Asiyas, who relinquished their Nasiyas, Umanina in the Seah, and they actually let Hill come on. That's a very big matrega. Rabban in the Gesorin, I mean, Rabban, the rabbi says, Katrin said, Av Rabbi Chin Tziporin, the Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Chin of Tziporin also holds like. Oh, I skipped. Where am I? I certainly remember what this means. Oh, okay, fine. Rabbi Chin of Tziporin, my mother, Rabbi Chin of Tziporin also was like, Zikne B'Seirin, that he relinquished his position in favor of Rabbi Mona. Same idea. Rabbi Shua ben Kabsayu, interesting name. Rabbi Shua ben Kabsayu says a very famous quote, Kol yom ha'isi berech min asrara. All my life I would stay away from the dishes of authority. However, Akshav, I guess, sometime in life, Sheikh Nasti came to the position of authority. Anybody comes to Motziyani wants to kick me out of my position, I'm pouring this boiling hot water over his head. Ma kumkum azeh, just like the kumkum. Kaveh, burns, umatziyo and wounds. Mefachim bo gets him black, kachani yoreglo. Anybody who wants me to take me down from my position, gonna do the same thing. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking wrong. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Abun. Chas v'sholem to have a boile. Chas v'sholem, do you want authority? What do you think you want to sit on the Mizrach Vant? Do you want to sit up on the dais? That wasn't he wanted. That's what we want. Rather, the pshat is, Elodahaya Omar, that's what he said. Man yemar li d'choyren mekadei shem shemayach d'kavasi. Who says somebody else will be mekadei shem shemayim like I can? So he was mamish l'shem shemayim. That he wanted to stay in the job because he felt he would be a bigger kiddush Hashem Shemayim than anybody else. Okay? Not because of the COVID, but because of kiddush Hashem. Okay? Yeah. For some reason that was left out. I didn't leave him and didn't bring down that gear. So. Hill came out from Bava for three reasons. He had three drawings. Now, I'm going to learn the name Moshe. Kormineta said he had three questions to ask, and nobody can answer in Bavel. The name Moshe Pshat is a little bit cuter. He says Hill had three drawings, which he really wanted to darshan. And in Bavel, there's nobody to listen to because it wasn't Aloch L'maisa. So he went to Eretz Yisrael to darshan these drawings, which there would be Aloch L'maisa. Where are they? First of all, Tor. It says when a person's saras goes down, he's Tor. Yochli, by the way, can the Kohen just say, oh, okay, I'm leaving. It was a Kohen who put him into, you know, the closet for a week. Tamalomar v'tiaro Kohen. It says the Kohen has to be Matarim. Ah, v'tiaro Kohen, the Kohen has to be Matarim. Yochli Momar HaKohen al Tomei Tor. If the Kohen did it without any regard to the truth, but just said Tomei Tor, there's a Yehi Tor, it's a Taka Tor. Tamalomar Tor hu v'tiaro HaKohen. No, it's got to be Tor, and the Kohen's got to be Matarim. Need both components. Alzeh lahil mi bavel. That's one thing he'll came from Babylon. Another one, kosevach romer, v'zavach the pesa. So you want to teach, it has to be tor, and the Kohen has to see that it's tor. Has to clear it's tor. That's one thing he wanted to teach when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Next thing. Kosevach romer, the pasuk says, v'zavach l'shem l'kech etzon u'boker. Should sacrifice to God, your Lord, sheep and cattle. Because of that sounds like even Korban Pesach. Because of Zach the Pesach Hashem Lukecho, right? Son of Bokar. Because of Echron, we had another pasuk says, Mina Kvosim, Mina Izim, Tikachu, only sheep or goats. Okay, so how does it work? Son of Pesach, the Son of Bokar, the Chagiga. Sheep for the Korban Pesach, and sheep plus cattle for the Korban Chagiga. That was the second thing we wanted to ask you. Third thing we wanted to ask you. Because of Echron, I made Sheish, it's going to be Matzah's Tocha. For 6 days, you should eat Matzah. Another one says 7 days. So how do you reconcile the psukim? Okay, it's a chisha mina chodesh v'shiv mina yosha. What it means is that
first night is still
yosha, and next 3 and 6 nights can be chodesh, right? V'dorash v'hiskim v'ola v'kibel alocha. And Rabbi Hillel was darshan this in Bavel already. Biskim, and then he was maskim. In other words, people agreed with him that this is correct. Vodei made aliyah to tell them this halacha, the keep halacha, and either halacha means that the halacha was received by everybody else, or he required more halachas at the base minister of Shmai and Avtali. No, none of it is. The truth is, there's a riot, there's no Chodesh in Bavel.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Mamash Araya. Because that's what Nei Moshe is saying. These three things are not Noi Chutzah. It's Saras, and Korbanos, and Chodesh. Givaldic. Right, yeah, because there it's all Chodesh. Very good, Raya. Shkoyach. Michoy Kravav. You're allowed to clean the innards. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, why? Because Kopa Hashem Lamaneu, all the work of God should be for him. Shloyenir Kenoita Limurim, Mitoch Mizbeach, it should be Zevach, really. It shouldn't be seen as take out the Morim from the Korban, Minuval, repulsive. So you have to clean them off. It's not nice in the base of Mikdash should take off repulsive innards with excrement and acids all over them. So you clean them up before you bring them out of the animal. Okay? Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, if Shita Dechaz is Shabbos, you're allowed to skin the animal on Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Brokomer, no, not the entire thing, but Shabbos here, Mavshi, it should be Adachaza. You used to start, flailing the animal from the legs up until you got to the chest, and then you remove the immortal from that area. Even though that's a long way up, it's much quicker to go from the chest. Why is that? We're going to see in a moment. But they would start from the legs and go all the way up to the chest, opposed to start from the top and go down to the chest. What? That's not why, though. I think he... No, we didn't say you have to do it all in one piece.
Just be clean.
Yeah, well, anyway, but the one is going to discuss it. Time of Shmuel, if she told them, she told them, Shabbos. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I went back. Now, so it's a machlokas, actually, I should clarify that. Shmuel says, if she told them, Shabbos, right? That the skin is Dorcha Shabbos. Then long comes time of Shmuel, Menosha Rabbi Yochanan, and Broka, not because of Rabbi Shmuel, a different Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, Rabbi Shabbos, and Mavshe, because he wouldn't do the whole thing, just do up to the chest. My time, Rabbi Shmuel, what's the logic? Rabbi Shmuel say you can skin the whole thing. Shlomo recognize the morning, but tells them maneuver, the same idea. The shouldn't be said, it seemed like taking the zvachim out of a dissected creature, which is half skinned and half not. Marvelly, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka. So why is there a Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan say, you only skin up to the chest, how it's going to look funny? There's more very interesting answer. Shuhovcho. We talk Shuhovcho. Since you turn it over, I forgot what that means. I forgot what that means. Right. The way the reason why I started to start from the leg is because then when you hang it from the head, then you can't tell that it was skinned. Because the skin hangs down in a way that it covers the original animal. Is that clear?
It folds over on itself.
Right, the skin folds back over. So that's why holds. You don't have to skin the whole thing. Because if you don't skin the whole thing, you have an advantage, actually, which is you still have the skin there to cover it when it's hanging there until it's roasted. Not making sense? You don't skin all the way. And you leave the skin on, so now it hangs down. It looks like the animal is whole. The chashash why Rabbi Shmuel allowed you to skin it is because it doesn't look whole. So that would be true if you started skinning from the neck down and then hit your chest and stop. So it's hanging there up like that, so it's dangling. It doesn't look nice, right? Because it's dangling away from the body. But now that you start from the leg and go up, so now when you hang it from the neck, so... But it doesn't matter, it's the same idea. To do it in a good way, in a special way, is doiche. Ein muvchor mina muvchor doiche, but not to an extra special way, meaning you can only be mafshir to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. He should have been first. Koyim, you only go to the chest, not the entire thing. So it's quasi special, but not completely special, right? So just like he said over here, k'mod amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh, again, I'm switching names. In order to make a muvchar, you push off Shabbos. Ain muvchar mina muvchar doicha. But in order to make a mahajir and ahajir, you don't push off Shabbos. Kach Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh Rabbi Yochanan b'Rosh Rabbi Yochanan, he says, muvchar doicha, if it's special, it's doicha. Ain muvchar mina muvchar. Even though he holds you skin the whole thing, he also holds that's not different quality. They both hold the same aside. They do what makes a mahajir, but not mahajir mina mahajir. Since that they argue their version of what mahajirin is. To skin up to the heart is mahajirin. Because then when it hangs down, he can't tell. Well, Ebis you can tell a little bit, and that's why you have to skin the whole thing in order just to make a muvchar. Not muvchar mina muvchar, that's just necessary, or to make the mahajir. So they agree in the principle, you can go up to a mahajir, not mahajir mina mahajir. The question whether you find mahajir, which is not mahajir mina mahajir, is being just skinning to the heart, to the chest, or does it mean skinning the whole thing? Okay? So it says, in Tomar muvcharu, the Ridbaz and Lieberman learned this, that it means that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a riot according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rosh Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, that when you do up to the chest, that's considered to be Mufkar, right? Because, there's a riot Rabbi Shmuel and Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka is Matir Mufkar. Why is he Matir Mufkar? What's my riot is Matir Mufkar? Because he lets you go to the chest. If he didn't allow Mufkar at all, what should he make you do? No, stick your hand in and pull it out. In fact, he allows you to go to the chest from the legs and not make a mess and start pulling and wrenching out. That indicates he also holds the concept of Mufkar. Not the same extent as Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds Mufkar means to skin the whole thing. It'll just mean to skin to the chest. But he holds that the raya that he holds it is a constant mufchar is that he allows you to go that far. Because in Tomar mufcharu, if you say it doesn't have to be mufchar, you grant if you don't see more, forget about skinning at all, just take out the imur. That's how the Ridbaz learns. The Mashbiach learns differently. He says that in is like therefore. And therefore means in Tomar, and therefore, whenever Mufcharu, whenever it reaches the stage of Mufchar, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, after you get to the chest, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when you skin the whole thing, that's when you cran over Yotzi Murav, that's when you rip it open and take out the Murav. Okay, so it's a very different way of learning. But the bottom line is to say they both agree in principle. Rabbi Yisrael Abun said, Lo Asir Lech Rabbi Shimon. He's going a different point here. He's going on... he's not. Sorry, he's arguing, because Lima, according to Reed Baz again, says, no, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require a Mufchor. Doesn't require a Mufchor at all. Rather, if that's the case, why are you allowed to skin the whole thing? So he says, very simple. Lo Asir Lech Rabbi Shimon. The time we learned that noider akodech vakotzitz koshu. If somebody is kagoyin, if somebody smooths a piece of wood, kodech drills a piece of wood, or kotzitz or chops a piece of wood, no matter how small, the Shabbos on Shabbos is chayiv. Rabbi Shimon, take out the words ben elazar. Rabbi Shimon neimer agoyin. If you're planing something smoothly, achigo kol tzorgas, be completely smooth. Hakodeach, we're drilling something. Shit, the kol tzorgo, so it's completely drilled. Vakotzitz, achikzitz kol tzorgo, so it's completely cut. Vamaabed, so all achiabi kol tzorgo. Says no chiyuv the rice unless you skin the whole thing. If you only skin up to the chest, it's not a yisur deraisa. It's only yisur derabbanan because it has to be cold the entire shear. So that's the case. The reason Rabbi Shmuel is matir you. Not Rabbi Shmuel. The reason Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Who's the one who's matir to the chest? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Broka, I think. Yeah. The reason Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan lets go up the chest is not because of Mufchar, and because that way it'll lie properly and he won't be able to tell. No, he also told Nisad Rabbana to skin part way. So in Nisad Rabbana, so of course, Mimakom Kor and Pesach, they weren't guys there. It's like a Shvus per Mikdash, they didn't make a decree. So he doesn't know the Mufchar at all. It's not considered to be Mufchar. Why are you allowed to go that far if it's not Mufchar? Let him just rip it up at the beginning and take out the Murim then, because it's Nisad Rabbana, so what a week here. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Lo Asi Elik Rabbi Shimon, Lo Ava, make the same idea. The Mashbiach, in fact, puts these two Gersos together. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Lo Asi Elik Shimon, goes to Rabbi Shimon, Lo Ava, Mikzas Melocha Kukula. Shimon says that partial Melocha is not like complete Melocha, and they have allowed to skip part way. Rabbanan Avdi Mikzas Melocha Kukula, Rabbanan said it's like Kukula. The Kash Roshu Gamliya, have a difficulty in Roshu Gamliya. Now, this has nothing to do with the Sech Tepsachi. Once you mention Yechel Shabbos, we go into Yechel Shabbos. I have a difficulty with Rosh Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says that if you hit an anvil at the time that you're beat in metalworking, you're over Makaba Patish. You just hit the anvil without hitting the metal. So how could that be? If you took the harvest, low cuts, or you didn't harvest, Shema Kluma said, is it any malacha? Right? And so how come you just hit the anvil without straining any metal? It's a malacha. So Rav said, Asher Shugamil Krabiud, that's very famous, where we had it a couple of times, right? Rav flying like a shugamil like Krabiud. The time we learned to shave it, Vamakatkit al Ori. These are the things you do in order to straighten and smooth things on the loom without getting into the exact details. So that the shave and the Katkit al Ori, I raise the chayv, is chayv neshukum yashu biyado. It's because you're causing this to be properly done. In other words, by carefully sorting the threads, whatever you're doing, that it makes it very, very proper and meticulous, and that's why Makab Patish. It's refining your weavery, that your weavery should look nice. Here too, Vachme Shuk Miyashi Yelda, here too, you're training your hands. Remember famous idea that when you hit the anvil, you're practicing how to properly blow the hammer. That's also Makab Patish. Why? Because you're Makab Patish on your own capacity. Makab Patish on your own capacity, that's enough to train yourself in such a way as enough to make you chayav on Shabbos. And we will stop here for this evening. We'll pick up again on Monday.